USA Radio News.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sat down for an exclusive interview on Fox News. Now let's take a listen to a portion of that interview where Kavanaugh discusses the party where the alleged attack took place.
This is an allegation about a party in the summer of 1982 at a house near Connecticut Avenue and East-West Highway with five people present. I was never at any such party. The other people who are alleged to be present have said they do not remember any such party.
Prosecutors on Monday asked the judge to sentence Bill Cosby to 5 to 10 years in prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman. Meanwhile, his attorney argued that the 81-year-old comedian is too old and too frail to serve time behind bars. Cosby was convicted in April of sexually assaulting a woman, and Judge Stephen O'Neill is expected to sentence Cosby on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Construction of a long-planned oil pipeline could begin next year, though opponents vow to fight on. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The developer of the Keystone XL pipeline says now that the U.S. State Department's concluded major environmental damage from a leak is unlikely and could quickly be mitigated, they do plan to start construction next year. TransCanada spokesman Matthew John saying on Monday the company remains committed to moving ahead with the project after years of reviews by federal and state regulators. But as for that report issued on Friday by the Trump administration's State Department, it's quickly drawing sharp criticism from environmental groups who are pledging to continue to fight the project, which they still view as an environmental threat.
Tiger Woods won the Players' Championship yesterday. This was his first win in 5 years, and NBC had a good day as well on the ratings front, posting a 4.3 share, which is up 187% from last year's tournament. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Special agents with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement have arrested a Peruvian national. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
48-year-old former Peruvian Army 2nd Sergeant Dennis Wilfredo Pachero Zambrano was arrested in San Angelo, Texas. He was wanted in Peru for his alleged role in the July 4, 1991, torture, rape, and murder of 15 Peruvian civilians in the small village of Santa Barbara, Peru. Special Agent in Charge Katrina Berger of Homeland Security Investigations Dallas said human rights violators will find no safe haven here in the U.S. I'm John Clemens.
A complaint against Republican Congressman Mia Love of Utah has been filed with the FEC by a progressive group in Utah claiming the Congresswoman accepted more than $1.1 million in illegal campaign contributions. Love's campaign denied any wrongdoing, and she joined Fox News to talk about why she believes this progressive group is coming after her.
You know, I take away their narrative. I have worked together. I work well with even the Congressional Black Caucus. A lot of them are really good friends of mine. They don't like that. They claim, the Nancy Pelosi and the DCCC claim that they like diversity, but if you think on your own, if you are an independent thinker, that's not the diversity they like. If you're a Republican, that's certainly not the diversity that they like, and they're frankly afraid that we're going to bring more people to come along with us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.